Road to Independence. Yale is a private university which makes no social distinctions in teaching. Since 1817, with no government appropriations, alumni's donations have been vital to the university. In fact, the road to independence began much earlier. At the very beginning, it was a mission called Collegiate School. Then, the local government intended to interfere in the school matters. In 1763, under the leadership of President Thomas Clapp, the school defeated the scheme to make the institute affiliated to the state council and started its journey to be independent. However, the price Yale paid was that in about 40 years that followed, Yale difficultly maintained its daily operations with high tuitions. Thomas Clapp, June 26, 1703, to January 7, 1767, whose tenure was from 1740 to 1745, was both the fifth rector and the earliest to be called president of Yale College. After the American Revolution, Yale president Ezra Stiles became reconciled with the local government in 1792. After a series of negotiations, the governor and six of his senior aides entered Yale's board of directors, while Yale got a large sum of money to set up new buildings which were much in need. The Reverend Ezra Stiles, November 29, 1727, to May 12, 1795, was president of Yale College from 1778 until his death in 1795. He was reputed to be the most learned scholar in New England. He was a good friend of Benjamin Franklin. They corresponded while Franklin was ambassador to France. While at Yale, Stiles encouraged the sciences and engaged in electrical experiments, which were instigated by Franklin, who sent him the equipment for experimentation. One of Yale's residential colleges, Ezra Stiles College, is named in his honor.